Today is Tuesday, November 15th, 2022. This is the Link NKY Daily Headlines Podcast. I'm Matt Spaulding. On today's episode, judge rules redistricting maps constitutional despite partisan gerrymandering, and Kentucky Supreme Court to hear oral arguments over states' abortion bans. The Link Daily Headlines Podcast is sponsored by CVG Airport. CVG Airport has been serving the community for 75 years. And to celebrate this special milestone, the airport is inspiring travel once again with a year-long Travel Dreams sweepstakes. Every month, one lucky winner is chosen to receive an airfare voucher with one of CVG's many airline partners to help make their travel dreams come true. You can learn more about CVG's 50-plus nonstop destinations and enter for a chance to win at cvgairport.com/cvg75. Judge rules redistricting maps constitutional despite partisan gerrymandering, reported on by Mark Payne. Franklin County Court Judge Thomas Wingate ruled last week that the redistricting maps passed by the legislature in early 2022 are constitutional, if only because Kentucky's constitution doesn't prohibit partisan gerrymandering. Gerrymandering is when a political group tries to change a voting district to create a result that helps them or hurts those who are against them. Kentucky Democrats filed a lawsuit in January, alleging partisan gerrymandering and excessive splitting of counties, specifically in northern Kentucky. The legislature redraws the map every 10 years. The Kentucky Constitution does not explicitly prohibit the General Assembly from making partisan considerations during the appointment process, Wingate wrote in his ruling. The court acknowledges that other states' constitutions prohibit partisan gerrymandering or assign redistricting to a nonpartisan committee, but this court's concern is only with the Kentucky Constitution. Wingate's decision came 2 days after the midterm elections that saw the Republican supermajority gain additional seats. The House now holds 80 out of 100, where they previously had 75. The Senate gained one seat and will hold 31 out of 38. Of the 5 House seats Democrats lost, one of those is in Northern Kentucky in House District 65. Incumbent Democrat Buddy Wheatley lost a close election to Republican Stephanie Dietz, 6,912 to 6,629 votes, in a district redrawn to favor more suburban precincts versus the more urban downtown Covington. If Buddy Wheatley's seat is not redrawn in the way it was redrawn, he's winning, said Ryan Salzman, a Northern Kentucky University political science professor and Bellevue City Councilman, after the election. Under the new redistricting maps, Wheatley lost more urban parts of the area to more suburban districts, with one precinct going to Kim Banta, Republican from Fort Mitchell, in the 63rd. Other parts of Covington, particularly its eastern neighborhoods along the Licking River, shifted from the 65th to the 64th, represented by Kim Mosier, a Republican from Taylor Mill. The old portion of the 65th voted decisively for Democrat Buddy Wheatley. The new portion voted decisively for Stephanie Dietz, said Kenton County Democratic Party Vice Chair Dave Meyer, elaborating that Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Charles Booker won the old 65th district roughly 60-40. However, Kenton County Republican Chair Shane Noem told Link NKY Dietz won the election due to candidate quality and said voters agree with Republican economic philosophy. And where we are today with inflation, high gas prices, climbing, and only going to climb higher next year, Noem said. Pocketbook issues really carry out at the end of the day when it comes to who you want representing you in Frankfort or in Washington. But former House Speaker Jeff Hoover said in a tweet that Republican gains in the state House should be attributed to Tommy Druin, the creator of the new redistricting maps. When Wingate issued his decision, current House Speaker David Osborne, a Republican from Prospect, and Senate President Robert Stivers, a Republican from Manchester, said that the decision proves that the maps were done fairly. Today's ruling only confirms what those who worked on the redistricting process have known all along, that the redistricting plans passed during the 2022 regular session meet every legal and constitutional requirement, Osborne said. These plans are the product of a committed effort to meet all considerations while maximizing every community's influence to the greatest extent possible. The Kentucky Democratic Party will likely take the case to the appellate level. Meyer believes that Wingate's opinion that the Constitution doesn't ban partisan gerrymandering sets up a chance for the state Supreme Court to decide if they find unfairness in the electoral process in Kentucky. The court decision was basically an exercise in judicial humility from Judge Wingate, Meyer said. He found that there was extreme partisan gerrymandering, that the maps were unfair, and that they were drawn with the purpose of increasing the power and control of Republicans in the state legislature. Kentucky Supreme Court to hear oral arguments over state's abortion bans, reported on by Mark Payne. On Tuesday, the Kentucky Supreme Court will hear oral arguments over the state's two abortion trigger laws that went into effect after the Dobbs decision, which overturned Roe v. Wade earlier this year. Roe v. Wade federally protected the right to an abortion, but the decision was returned to individual states after the Dobbs decision. The state's two abortion trigger laws, Human Life Protection Act and Heartbeat Law, took effect after the United States Supreme Court ruling in June. The ACLU immediately filed lawsuits on behalf of EMW Women's Surgical Center and Planned Parenthood, the only two abortion providers in Kentucky. The abortion ban has been on a roller coaster in Kentucky ever since the overturning of Roe v. Wade triggered the ban in June, but in August, the Kentucky Court of Appeals ruled in favor of Attorney General Daniel Cameron's motion to reinstate the abortion rule that bans the procedure upon detecting a fetal heartbeat. Cameron filed a brief in defense of Kentucky's abortion law ahead of the state's Supreme Court's November arguments over the Commonwealth's trigger abortion ban that went into effect over the summer. Kentucky case law clearly establishes that the General Assembly is the appropriate body to determine how Kentucky regulates abortion, Cameron said. The U.S. Supreme Court's decision in Dobbs took this issue away from federal judges and returned it to the states, and our representatives must be given the opportunity to represent Kentuckians in this matter. The Supreme Court hearing comes on the heels of the midterm elections, where Kentucky voters voted down Amendment 2, which would have eliminated the right to an abortion in the Commonwealth's Constitution. In northern Kentucky, 2 out of 3 counties voted against Amendment 2. With the amendment failing, it leaves a door open for abortion access in the Commonwealth. Earlier this year, extremist lawmakers turned their back on Kentuckians and voted to strip us of our right to an abortion, said Tamara Wider, Kentucky State Director for Planned Parenthood Alliance Advocates, on election night. But tonight, Kentucky voters made it clear, we won't back down when politicians try to come for our right to control our own bodies and our futures. And those are the headlines we are following for Tuesday, November 15th, 2022. The Lincoln KY Daily Headlines podcast is published Monday through Friday and can be heard on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Please subscribe and share. Do you have a comment about the podcast or know a story you think we should cover? Email me, mspalding@linkny.com. And for more on today's headlines and to see what else is happening around Northern Kentucky, visit linkny.com.